and welcome to Chosen Family segment on WGXC FM in Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. My name is Mike Amari, and I'm here with Liam Singer.
Pleasure to be here, Mike.
Every month, we create Chosen Family, the zine, which is a free monthly zine, created, printed, and distributed around the Hudson Valley. Each month, we feature a show paper. Liam, you have a big hand in the show paper?
Yes, that is my baby, Mike.
What made you want to do the show paper, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I was living here for a number of years, booking shows myself in Catskill, and it didn't seem like there was much of a central resource for finding out about musical events. And there was so much neat stuff happening in the area, and no way for people to learn about it.
Did you ever think of just putting up a bulletin board in the center of town and stapling up posters? That's all right. Well, each month in the show paper, we highlight concerts and interesting events from Hudson and Catskill down to Beacon and Peekskill, from the eastern Catskill Mountains to the eastern banks of the Hudson River. It's a pretty cool little area that we cover.
Yeah, a lot of fun. I guess it's the southern upstate, if you will.
We also feature art, writing, and random creations made by folks in the local communities, unedited and as is.
We get some pretty wild stuff, some pretty neat stuff.
Pretty cool stuff coming in from every little town in the valley, I would say. Some towns I haven't even heard of.
That's true.
And I have to just check on Google Maps and make sure they are real.
Yeah, I log on and I have to see where they are.
As long as the zip code starts with 124, I tend to go with it.
Absolutely.
Our zine is print only. It's not internet focused, though it does exist on the internet on our Instagram, which is at Chosen Family Presents, and we do put the show paper up there each month.
Frankly, I just find the internet too overwhelming.
There's a lot.
It's a lot on there.
There is a lot on there. Or you can go to chosenfamilypresents.com and find all the locations that we put the zine each month, and go to those locations around the first of each month and just wait around and see if you can find one, and if you do get one, share it with your friends. They do go pretty quick. They go pretty quick, so if you see someone else heading to grab that last one, you're going to want to get there first.
Yeah.
So when they're gone, they're gone. It's free, of course, we should mention. It costs $0, 0 cents.
What a deal.
And that's due to the support of local businesses, we should mention.
Absolutely. A lot of good folks chipping in to make it happen.
There's people who, for instance, make donuts, sell those donuts, and then give a tiny bit of that money to us so that we can print this document every month.
Absolutely, and we do not mind that support. We do not mind it.
There are no themes or requirements. The only thing we ask if someone wants to send something in for the zine is that you're locally based.
That's right.
Like I said, we will verify that and double check that and make sure you are local.
Yeah, we will. So we will Google you.
If you live somewhere else in the country, do not send us anything that you've made.
Not interested.
This month, for August, we have a pretty exciting issue that we'll be distributing this first week of the month. Liam, do you want to talk about some of the events that are...
Oh, absolutely. The summertime is always a very exciting time here in the Hudson Valley. All the venues are in full swing, and there are a lot of outdoor festivals happening as well. Reading through this month's show paper, I noticed a few notable things. There's a good amount of comedy happening in August.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I love to laugh, right?
I think we all need to laugh a little bit more.
I couldn't agree more. I think we all need to laugh more. And so there's a newer venue called Happy Valley down in Beacon. It's a barcade.
That sounds like a good place for a comedy show.
Absolutely.
Happy Valley.
There's a comedy show happening there with some local comedians, and it's a barcade, which...
Explain to me what a barcade is. I don't have TikTok, and I don't know.
No, my cousin told me it's arcade games, in a bar setting.
Oh, I see. An arcade.
So it's a
a bar.
It's a fun retro.
Got it.
Retro sort of thing. And then at Colony on the 10th, there's Eddie Pepitone. That's a fun name.
I remember Eddie.
Eddie Pepitone and JT Habersat. Hmm. And a few days later, on the 13th at Avalon, is a sketch comedy group called Simple Town.
Huh.
And they're apparently rather big on the viral medias.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting. But what if I didn't want to sit in a chair all night staring at one person talking on a microphone? What if I wanted to get up and dance? Is there anything?
Oh, great question. So many.
Get my butt.
So many fun places to shake your booty this month. Colony in Woodstock has two very unusual fun parties. They have a Queens of Country party, which is a pop country dance party. And later in the month, they have an ABBA themed dance party as well.
Is that where they're going to gimme a dance after midnight?
That's very funny, Michael.
I love ABBA.
And
that's the band from Mamma Mia?
That's the band from the musical Mamma Mia,
that.
Yes.
I love Mamma Mia.
So creative. And speaking of artist-themed parties, on the 11th at Avalon, there is a Robin-themed pop dance party. Which should be a real hoot. Oh, and another big dance party is happening at Avalon on the 25th. It is the 4th anniversary of the Avalon Lounge, and the disco dance band Midnight Magic will be performing.
A lot of disco this month.
Absolutely, and that should be a fun, silly time for everyone. In terms of some other interesting events, Big Frida is playing the City Winery.
Now, is that who invented twerking?
Definitely is involved in the twerking community. And it's very interesting to see an artist like that booked at City Winery, which I think of as Because of the wine. Apparently their crowd is going for the bounce now.
That sounds wonderful.
It does sound wonderful.
But what if I didn't want to sit in a chair all night laughing? I didn't have the energy to dance all night. I just wanted to see a nice local band play a show in a cool local place. Is there anything going on in August?
There is so much of that happening in August.
Seems like there's a lot going on in August.
Now, if we want to talk about local acts, let's see what we have here.
Emily Ritz at Basilica on
the
10th.
Yeah. Former Hudson Valley resident and still very much a part of the community here. Speaking of former residents, Matt Norman has put together a show on the 8th at Avalon with a lot of local folks. And Opus 40 is having two of our favorite local acts, Kendra McKinley and Camp St. Helene, on the 18th.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
That should be a beautiful show. Opus 40 is a beautiful place to see music. But if you look over the show paper, I think you'll find plenty of friends and neighbors doing a lot of interesting things this month.
Well, people will just have to pick up the Chosen Family zine in a location near them and check out the whole show paper.
And what else can we expect to see in the zine, besides the show paper?
Well, after flipping through the show paper, they will find a monthly report, which is known as the Regional Rave Report. Sarah has so fastidiously submitted every month. This month, she talks to local artist Becca Van Kay about the intersection of her physical artwork and the rave community. It's a very interesting conversation.
And raving is a kind of dancing, is that right?
Yes, but it's also a fashion.
It's a fashion style as well.
It's a lifestyle, actually.
Wow.
Also, you'll find a very interesting piece by Rick Royer, where he has actually located the only remaining VHS and DVD rental business in the Hudson Valley. It's a place called Video Variety, and it's based in Greenville, New York. And he goes and talks to the owner and even submitted a few photographs. So you can check that out and break out those VHS players and go on up to Video Variety see what they've got going on in there, because it is pretty wild. And, you know, we can't all afford Netflix out here. So check it out. There's also some really interesting photos of pieces created by artist Bill Brovold, who basically his father was a watchmaker and left these boxes full of watch parts that he just recently found.
Oh, wow.
And has been creating little sculptures out of those pieces.
Very interesting.
Yeah, people do all sorts of interesting stuff.
It's really wild the things that people think of to do.
I don't know if you mentioned it in the show paper section, but there is a festival going on in August called Deep in the Valley that is as it says here, Cosmic Country Festival. And two of the artists participating in that interviewed each other. Yeah. So that's interesting.
Cosmic Country.
Which sounds like a drug thing, and I don't...
It does seem like a drug thing.
I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, I'm not here to judge.
Yeah.
It does seem like a drug thing.
There's also a piece that was submitted by someone who has a Substack called Listening Habit, where they talk about passive consumerism and how that affects a lot of things in our lives, including our music listening habits. Pretty interesting.
Okay.
And finally, someone who has also submitted to the zine almost every month is Tolzar. And Tolzar's intergalactic wisdom. Now, have you met Tolzar?
Tolzar has helped me through some very dark periods in my life. And I could not speak more highly of him as a practitioner of the esoteric arts.
Now, and Tolzar is a hand puppet?
Tolzar is a puppet, yes.
Okay, cool. Yes. Great. That's wonderful. So I think that about covers everything that's in the August Chosen Family zine, which is out everywhere now and going quickly. And if you'd like to submit your event or your art to the zine, you can email us at chosenfamzine@gmail.com. And yeah, we look forward to hearing from everybody out there.
Absolutely.
We do get some of the details wrong. We do.
It's true.
So you're gonna want to
double check.
You're gonna want to double check those websites.
Mm-hmm.
So you will have to log into the internet.
Just log in, plug it into Google.
Yeah.
And see what it tells you.
Well, Liam, it's been great catching up over all this wonderful local information.
I treasure this time with you.
And I look forward to doing it next month.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.